If you know of any relationship that is not currently right, you are to endeavor yourself to mend it. You're the one that's supposed to fix it. If I know that something's wrong in a relationship, and I'm like a horse or a mule that Psalm 32 says, don't be that way. Don't be stubborn and refuse. If I know something's wrong and I won't fix it, then I should stop expecting God to speak to me. I should stop reading books. I should stop talking about missions. I should stop all the talk and first get things right before I pursue any more. If God's shown me something and I don't walk in the light of it, I don't obey what He's shown me, why should He say any more to me? Why, if He puts a finger on me about a relationship and I know it's got to be right, I know for sure if John Dees and I, which we've never had any of this, but if we had a dilemma in our relationship and we both knew something wasn't right between us, I had hurt him, I had sinned against him, or the other way around, and we both knew we were going to see each other today for the first time, I promise you, he would be coming to me, I'd be coming to him, and we would get it right before we started singing, wouldn't we? How easy it is to come into church and a relationship not be right, and then we want to sing the songs of God. If you come to worship and you come to bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has ought against you, stop your singing, stop your worship, go get it right, and then come and offer your gift. How about it? Is every relationship right? You ought not to go to bed tonight without making sure of it, because your bones might start rotting and your strength might start drying up like the heat of the summer. If you keep silent about it, seemed like we heard that not long ago. You see, what happens is, here's what we do. There's a problem in a relationship and we begin to rationalize and justify and make mental excuses. Well, it'll take care of itself. No, it won't. Well, it'll create more problems than it'll solve if I go to him. No, it won't. Well, it's just going to have to be that way. No, it doesn't. Well, there's been too much time passed. No, there hasn't. Well, there's too many differences between us. No, there are not. Maybe I've left out your excuse, but it's still, the answer is, it is always right to make things right. It is always wrong to leave a relationship damaged somehow. And the reason some true Christians won't get relationships right, I think there's three major reasons. Number one, it's too scary. It's scary to go to someone and say, brother, I think there's been something between us that isn't right. I'm sorry, I don't want that to be that way. It's scary to do that, isn't it? It is. It's fearful. It's way outside some people's comfort zones to do that. It scares people to initiate making things right. Secondly, it's too painful to go and to say, listen, we've not been right in our relationship. It's too painful for some people. Thirdly, some people are just too proud. They want to leave it on the other person. And the other person may not even know there's a problem. And you've wronged them, or you feel like you've sinned against them, or you feel legitimately that they did wrong you, but you're too proud to go. Too scared, too painful, too proud. And so you leave it undone. Listen, things undealt with will only do damage down the road.
To hear the remainder of the sermon, search for Every Relationship Right.